complicated. God created you and me for a reason. We are not just here to suck in air. We are not exploded tadpoles randomly placed on earth. No, we are the loved beyond measure daughters of the King, created to fulfill his plan for our life. At the end of my life, I don't want people to say only that I paid all my bills on time, made a great peanut butter sandwich, and drove safely. Surely God put me here for more than that. God's purpose for us doesn't change. As we grow and mature, the plan gets more refined, but it doesn't alter. Sometimes, however, in the midst of a storm, because our world is dark and chaotic, we make bad decisions that indicate we've forgotten why we're here. A young woman I met a few years ago felt called to Los Angeles, specifically to the film industry. She came to take classes at a prestigious school in the city, and she was excited about the possibilities. At one point, she was struggling in school, and then a friend said some horrible things about her, which overwhelmed her with loneliness. As those waves crashed against her life, she decided to go to a club and find a guy. At the club, she met a man, and they enjoyed one drink that led to another and another. She ended up going to that guy's apartment and sleeping with him. The next morning, he kicked her out. Months later, she discovered she had an STD. For a moment, one night, she had forgotten who she was and what she was on this earth to do. In the midst of the first storm, it